Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Discovering Nature Spirit Radio Show. I am your host, Laura Rose, and I am so grateful to be with you this evening. I hope that you are all doing well out there. From the looks of the healing angels that are here with us tonight for our show, there may be some of you who are in need of some of that healing or going through some life challenges. So know that as we move through our hour together, I'm going to share some information for you guys in general from the angels and also specifically for our callers tonight. But while all of that is going on, know that the healing angels are sharing energy with everyone who is being connected through this show. And so all that needs to happen is your openness, if it feels right to you, to receive this healing energy. It's very high in vibration, and a lot of it is going towards the heart chakras for many of you, I'm seeing. But allow it to come in whatever way is right for you and in your highest good. And know that the healing angels will be blanketing this show with that energy. You certainly don't need this show specifically to connect with the angels. But when we all come together to share the vibration of light and community like this, it is amplified and it is so much easier to connect. So allow that healing energy. Just breathe that in throughout our show. If that's something that you need and it's something you want to accept, it will be there for you as we move through our time together. So again, my name is Laura Rose, and this is Discovering Nature Spirit Radio Show, and we feature on Monday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, lots of great topics and guests for you in spiritual, holistic, healing, and helpful energies. And lots of guests coming through our show for you to share with you their particular expertise in those areas. And hopefully some or all or most of what we have to share on this show resonates for you and touches you in some way. It is certainly my intention to be of service in the highest vibration of light and love. So hopefully that is how you are receiving our energy and dynamic throughout our show. I am, for those of you who are joining our show for the first time, welcome. Let me introduce what I do. I'm an intuitive medium, an angel reader, a Reiki master, a Lighterian, Angel Links practitioner, clearings, and also a Lighterian Reiki master and a light healer. And I own the Purple Rose Healing Center, which is located in the Terraceville section of Simsbury here in Connecticut. We are enjoying some beautiful summer weather, and it happens to be just my favorite time of the year. I love the warm weather. I love the sunshine. And I hope that wherever you're listening tonight, you are in a weather pattern that is gentle and conducive. I know a lot of us around the United States are going through some challenging weather patterns. So I hope that wherever you are in a healing pattern weather-wise. At the Purple Rose, I offer readings, of course, and Reiki, Lightarian Reiki, and light healing sessions. And all of that can be done either in person if you're local here in Connecticut or through phone and through Skype. I have done readings and healing sessions throughout the United States and in other countries as well. So we can always set something up that's convenient for you if you're ever drawn to have a full session with me. We're only able to do mini readings on our shows on Monday nights. We offer at least one reading show a month here on Discovering Nature Spirit in all of our different topics that we discuss. I want to just share a few things coming up at the Purple Rose this month and in the near future. First of all, we will not be having an open reading day in the month of July because of vacation, but we will be having our open reading night, which is July 26th. Coming up in July, we have Reiki 1 being offered on Sunday, July 22nd. There is some room and some spaces for that event if you are ready to start your Reiki journey, or if you're looking for some type of healing training to bring out your own innate healing gifts, that's a great way to start to see if Reiki is the right modality for you. So that's on July 22nd. Also, if you are already a Reiki master in the Usui tradition or in the Karuna tradition, we are offering the beginning class in the series of Lightarian Reiki on July 18th. That will be starting on July 18th. Lightarian Reiki takes you up the vibrational ladder to such high, amazing, beautiful Reiki energies that you can then share with yourself and your clients. So those are some things going on in the month of July. I want to mention that we will be beginning a new psychic and mediumship development circle in the fall, specifically in October. That is such a popular event that we offer periodically at the Purple Rose. I want to get that out there so everyone in our area who would like to attend can do so. In order to sit in our Purple Rose Psychic and Mediumship Development Circle, there is a prerequisite. The prerequisite to sit in the circle is our Psychic Remembrance Course. There's a Part 1 and a Part 2 to the Psychic Remembrance Course, and those are going to be offered in September. So that'll give you plenty of time to take the prerequisite and then sit in our circle. We're offering the prerequisite in two different formats. You can either take Psychic Remembrance Part 1 on Wednesday 9/5 and then Part 2 on Wednesday, September 12th, and do it in the two-night stage, or you can do an all-day program where I'm offering Psychic Remembrance Parts 1 and 2 together, and that'll be happening on September 29th. So whatever might work best for your schedule, whether it's evenings or Saturday, we have both of those options for you in September, so then you are ready to sit in the circle in October. And our psychic circle meets once a month for a period of 6 months, and then there's an advanced circle option after that if you like what we do. And each month I share with you different tools and techniques to further develop your gifts, and then we have some practice time, because that is what I find from a lot of my clients and students is, where can you then practice that in your everyday life? And so we offer that practice time in an encouraging, loving, and gentle environment. So look for all of that and more on my website. You can find out more information about everything going on at the Purple Rose and my bio and information and contact stuff and all that at the website, which is thepurplerose.net. That's thepurplerose.net. So I want to send a shout out to all of my friends in chat. I see lots of you there. Haven't had a chance to say hello by typing, but I want to send a shout out verbally to all of you. I will be doing my best to keep an eye in chat as we move through our time together, although it can be a little bit of a challenge to read and write in there as well as host the show on my own when I am doing it solo. So I'll do my best. Definitely will check in with you in our break time, which is coming up halfway through our show. Tonight I am offering some angel readings. Of course, they're mini readings. Tonight, if you'd like to call in for a reading, our call-in number is 718-664-6979. 6. We do have a lot of you holding. I am looking at the switchboard, and I will get to as many people as I possibly can tonight. It is an honor and a blessing for me to be able to share this energy and angelic insights with all of you tonight, and so I want to get to as many people as possible. I also have some general messages from the angels that I want to share with you as well. So we'll do some readings, and we'll do some general sharings of angelic insights as we spend time together this evening. Also, when you call in, if you want to be placed on the air, please press that number 1. That lets me know that you're not just listening to our show via the phone lines, but that you actually want to come on the air. And you can either come on our air tonight to ask a question or get a mini reading, or if you have something to share, I love to hear from you as well. If you have some angelic insights of your own or some ways in which you are seeing the angels or spirit taking shape and form in your own life, I'd love to hear about that as well. I want to send a shout out to those of you listening to our show on our archives. I do that often because I value you, even if you can't get to us live on Monday nights. I know it is hard with all of our busy lives. So we have the free archives here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to any of these shows for free at your convenience in whatever technology format works best for you. They're downloadable as well as listening through our computer. So a shout out to all of you who may not be with us live, but who are still sharing energy with us tonight. And I love to hear from you, no matter if you're live or on archive. If you do have a question about the show, please feel free to send me an email. Again, you'll find the contact info at thepurplerose.net. Also, thank you to all of you who are following our show. I guess there's just a easy follow button right on our show page that you could click to do that. And also, we have a Facebook page. You'll find The Purple Rose on Facebook. I'd love to have you give us a like there so that we can continue this community and continue sharing love and light and healing energy and angelic insights even beyond our Monday nights together. That would make me so happy, and I love to connect with all of you. As I mentioned, it is just such an honor and a blessing to be able to do this work, to share my gifts in the way that I am supposed to be using them, and I hope that I inspire you to get in touch with your own spiritual gifts, whatever they may be, and use them in your life in whatever way you are meant to do so. So perhaps what we will do at this time, since I have been talking for a little while here, is to go to a caller, and then I will share after the caller some of the info I have to share from the angels already for our general help and well-being. So let me go to the caller who has been holding the longest here in my queue, and this is going to be area code 248. Caller, are you with me?
I'm here. How are you?
I am awesome. What is your first name?
My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to Discovering Nature Spirit. How may I be of service to you tonight? Do you have a question for the angels? Do you want to see what they have to share or something to share of your own?
The question would be, I'm kind of with my business is approaching just over a year, and I was thinking of possibly, I have a feeling that windfall is going to occur shortly, and I was looking to parlay that into a move. And if you saw that, if the angels saw that occurring before winter.
Well, as you were sharing your question, I hear the angels shout in a chorus three words, which are go for it. They keep saying go for it. So if you maintain the positive energy and the positive outlook, then they're saying to me they will do the rest to make your business a success. So I definitely see this happening for you. The one caution that I am getting from the angels as I tune into your energy is something actually that is going to be a great segue to what they want to talk about in a few moments in general, which is keeping your energy clear. I want to ask the angels to assist you in keeping your thoughts positive, keeping your outlook positive, and keeping your energy as clear as possible. I am hearing from the angels that there may be some naysayers in your midst, and you don't want to listen to them at all, and you certainly don't want to absorb any of those thoughts as your own. I also am getting the sense that you want to stay away from any of those news reports that mention how horrible everything is for business right now, because you're on your own energetic ride, and it has nothing to do with other people's opinions or experiences. And if you keep focused on that, there is no stopping you. The angels are literally showing me a mountain as an image for you, and you're going to climb that mountain, you're going to reach the peak, and you're going to throw down your flag, and all is going to be well. How does that sound?
That's fantastic, and you're right. I rarely watch the news anymore.
Awesome. Awesome. Keep that up, because that really is our challenge right now, is we are creating our own experience in life from our own energy and our own thoughts, and so it really is a challenge to tune out everything else. And so keep that and maintain that as your focus. And from your initial question, again, I keep hearing those three words, they're repeating them over and over again, go for it. That's what I'm hearing. And as I say all of that, you always want to trust your own intuition and common sense before making any decisions in your life. But that's the energy that I'm reading for you at that time, this time, and those are the words that keep coming through very strongly for you.
Fantastic, because I'm looking at the Phoenix area and to hopefully avoid another snowfall.
Well, you know, weather patterns are shifting everywhere, so good luck with that. I can't make any promises.
Well, yeah, a freak storm I can deal with.
Okay.
Three to four months of continuous snowfall, yeah, I'm done with that.
Okay. Well, Phoenix is definitely nice and toasty from my experience in being there. So hopefully that will be an awesome move for you. And I'll ask the angels to keep that energy flying high for you. Okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling into our show. Lots of love to you.
You as well. Thank you.
So as I mentioned, part of that question about keeping our energy focused and clear is the first thing that the angels want me to share with everyone tonight. And then as soon as I share this message for us in general, I'll go back to taking your phone calls. Again, our call-in number is 718-664-6906. And we do have quite a few of you holding, and so you may not be able to get through right away. And as I mentioned, I will get to as many of you as I am energetically and physically able to in our time together tonight. So in doing this work in the Purple Rose itself, in my healing center, and also through clients that I acquire by phone and all of that exciting things that I get to do, I always notice that there is a theme. Oftentimes, you may have noticed it if you're a regular listener to our show when we do readings or angelic insight evenings as part of our show. There's often a theme that comes through even in our short time together. And I certainly notice it sometimes in a particular day's bookings at the Purple Rose. There will be a common theme. Or maybe it's a theme that goes for perhaps a week or even a month at a time. And this has been a theme that has been repeating over and over and over again with so many of my clients and the people that I come into contact with through the Purple Rose and my business. And that is energetic self-care. Energetic self-care is so critical at this time that I cannot stress this enough for you. And I know that we have talked about energetic self-care on our show before. However, I need to repeat it because this has been such a prominent theme for my readings lately. And it's what the angels keep bringing through for everyone. And so we are taught, of course, in our basic upbringing, basic hygiene. Yes, we're taught how to keep ourselves clean from a physical perspective. We may even have some type of knowledge about keeping ourselves clean and fresh emotionally. We know we can go for help or therapy or psychiatric help or counseling or pastoral counseling and all of that. So we have. That, of course, would help us emotionally and mentally most of the time, yes. And so we're taught how to take care of ourselves from a physical perspective, an emotional perspective, and a mental perspective. Most of us have a handle on all of that. However, energetically, no one ever teaches us about that. And it's so critical, and it's almost the most important thing out of all of those. And so let me spend a few moments talking about energetic self-care and what in the world I mean by that. So we have beautiful life force energy within us, and if we can maintain the flow of life force energy, health results, wellness results, all of that beautiful success results for that caller, for instance, and all of you out there starting new businesses or in different careers or on your career path. And so if we can maintain the flow of life force energy through our body, we are connected to spirit. We are turned on, we are flowing, all this coming into our experience that we want, all of the love that we're seeking, the abundance, the dreams coming to fruition, the wellness, all of that good stuff. What happens for most of us is that the flow of energy through us somehow gets blocked or muddy or mucked up somehow because we are experiencing life. And whether it is turning on the news and listening to all of the things that are negative, even though there are so many more positive things going on than are shared, or maybe it's your own internal thoughts that keep turning towards the negative, or maybe you're very fearful, or maybe you're living with people who are very negative, or whatever that is, we need to maintain our own sense of well-being energetically. And so there are a number of ways to do so. It could be as simple as when you take a shower in the morning. We know how to do that physically. Let's allow that shower, that water, to cleanse us energetically as well. And all we have to do is set the intention that it do so. Welcome in these amazing angels that are all around us this evening and all the time. And they will do that for us. We have to ask for it. We have to allow this to happen. We have to set this intention because our free will maintains that separation unless we invite them in. So it's very simple, just allowing that shower water to cleanse our body and our energy and let all of the muck, of course I'm using that with an M because it's a family show, let all of that muck and all that debris and all of that toxic stuff just flow down the drain and away from you. And you can picture that throughout the day. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be expensive. But we have to do it. And especially now at this time when energies are getting magnified, we want to keep ourselves as clean energetically as possible. The frog from the animal kingdom is also a great helper in cleansing our energy. We can call upon the frogs to help us. And I want us all to do something that is so simple right now, if you are willing. And all it is a simple breath meditation. So everyone right now, if it feels right to you, I'm going to show you how simple and easy it is to just inhale. Now use deep breaths, please. Deep, deep breaths. Inhale life force energy. Do it right now. Inhale life force energy. And exhale everything that is not life force energy. Inhale life force energy. Deeply, letting it touch every cell in your body, and exhale everything that is not life force energy. It is that simple. The problem is we don't take the time to do it because we're rushing through our lives or we're busy or we're fretting or whatever it is that's going on for us. Inhaling light, exhale all that is not light. If you believe in God or Creator or some type of spiritual being, inhale God's love or the love of Creator or Goddess love and exhale all that is not. Use whatever language, whatever words, whatever spiritual beliefs you have and do that on a regular basis throughout your day, especially when you feel yourself getting clogged up. And you can feel it. I know you can. We're used to being clogged up. That we know well. It's allowing the energy and the flow to happen and to be connected that we don't often recognize or allow. And so energetic self-care is the number one thing to do for yourself at this time. So critical, so critical. And even filling yourself up with that light and letting that expand out into an aura of love, light, and protection around you so that you are protected and just shining that light for everyone and for your own benefit as well. I have a great CD that I have created. It's a Purple Rose Tree Meditation CD, which does some of this stuff. You'll find that on my website, or if you're close by, you can get that at our healing center. But like I said, you don't even have to use that. Just use your own breath, use your own mantras. And if you don't like tree meditation, for instance, there are lots of chakra clearing CDs out there also to give yourself a boost. But do something. Just do something like that on a regular basis for yourself. Come back into your own energy and your own flow, because that's where everything comes from that you want to create for yourself. Okay, so that is the first piece of information for all of us tonight. There is another that we will share in just a little while. So let me take another phone call here. Thank you so much to all of you holding for your patience. I really appreciate that. This is area code 617. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what is your first name?
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. I am doing great. How can I help you tonight? Do you have a question or something you want to share?
Actually, I would love if the angels have a message for me.
Okay. Anything you want to focus on in particular, or do you want to just see what comes?
I like to see what comes.
All right, let's see
Thank
where we're
you.
Going. You're very welcome. Thank you for allowing me to assist. Let's just give me a second here to tune in. They were all amped up about that energetic self-care, so we have to... I do see some healing angels stepping forward more specifically for you. I know I mentioned at the beginning of our show, we have a lot of healing angels available to all of us tonight to breathe in that healing energy. And I see that we have some healing energies, angels, stepping forward specifically for you. So if you want to take advantage of that, just breathe in all that healing energy. I also am getting assurance for you. I get the sense that there's something that you are worrying about. It has to do with some type of thing that's missing in your life. It could be something such as abundance. That's kind of coming through a little bit.
Wow.
Does that make sense for you?
Oh, yes.
Wow. All right. So the angels want to reassure you that you are, this is what they want to share. You are in control.
Yes.
And what they want to help you to do is not to give away your power to others.
Yeah.
Know that you are in control, not only with abundance, but with many things. I'm hearing from the angels that this is part of your life lesson. Yes? Makes
Absolutely.
Sense.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
So, okay. So this is what I want to impart with regard to abundance in particular, because I'm seeing this as kind of the center for you.
Yeah.
So remember, if you were listening, if you were paying attention, just a few moments ago, I was talking about being in the flow.
Yes.
Now, being in the flow, life force energy, breathing that in, allowing our energy to flow, and everything comes on along that channel to you. Love and your dreams and your desires and abundance and all of that. It comes along that channel to you. So the more that we can be focused in on the flow, and all it is it's simple. You could do something as simple as breath, like we were talking about, or something more complicated. Not that meditation is complicated, but you could have a meditation practice. Anything that brings you into that flow. What the angels want to share around this is that is where abundance comes from.
Okay.
Abundance comes from the life force energy flow. So whatever it is that you believe in your spiritual practice, whether it's God or creator, whatever that language is for you, that's where abundance comes from.
Okay. Okay.
And you are directly connected to that because you are made in the image of that and the likeness of that creator. That life force energy is within you. It's within all of us. We all have access to it. So the more that you can focus on abundance coming from that vehicle and that channel and from that higher being, which is also, I'm hearing, in alignment with your higher self, then that is something that you can be in control of, allowing that to flow in, rather than thinking that abundance comes from anything outside of yourself, whether it's a paycheck or an employer or a family member or anything like that. So they want to really shift your focus back into the light and the flow and back into what is in your control. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very much so, yes.
That's a really powerful message, and I want to thank you so much for asking
thank
the question
you.
That you asked and allowing the angels to bring that through, because I know that that is going to be something that makes sense for not just you, but for so many people listening tonight.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
I want to thank you for, you know, showing up for all of us. I really do.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That. I
thank
really,
you.
Really do.
It really is a pleasure and a joy. It really
thank
is.
You.
And again, thank you for showing up for us, for all of us who are listening and on the chat. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. And thank you for sharing your energy and your question and your openness and your beautiful words. Lots of love to you.
You as well. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It is just such an honor to be able to do this work. I know I've mentioned that a couple of times already, and it's really kind of funny. I can share, I'm sure, it's just between me and you, right? I can share that there are times, I'm human, where I'm kind of tired, you know, and so I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll skip this week or whatever, but, you know, it is just something that I am guided to do. And when, even if I'm a little tired or a little cranky, when I get in touch with that channel that I am allowing to do this work, it always feeds me, and I'm hoping and I'm praying that on some level it feeds you as well. So I really appreciate those words, and I really appreciate all of you, because that is exactly why I do this. So it is time for our break. We're going to take a very, very short commercial break. Give me a time to see what's going on in chat, take a little bit of water, and we'll come back. I have another angel message to share with all of you in general, and we'll do as many of your phone calls as I can possibly get to this evening. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with you.
Loving guidance regarding a relationship or situation in your life? Are you seeking more understanding of your soul's purpose? Or would you like reassurance that loved ones are still with you from the other side? Laura Rose is an intuitive medium who offers messages of love and light, peace and hope. She can bring forth helpful information from your spirit guides, angels, or deceased loved ones that can assist you in making decisions and assure you that you are on the right path, or simply bring harmony to your life. Laura is also a Reiki master who offers Reiki healing sessions to restore balance to mind, body, and spirit. You may join Laura by appointment at her business the Purple Rose in Tariffville, Connecticut. She offers phone readings and distance healings. Or simply call her at 860-658-9888. You can also visit her at her website, www.thepurplerose.net, for more information. Again, that phone number is 860-658-9888, or visit her at thepurplerose.net. The Purple Rose. Discover nature's spirit.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Discovering Nature Spirit Radio Show. I am your host, Laura Rose, and tonight we're bringing forward some angelic insights. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, lots of healing angel energy from the angels is coming through our wavelengths this evening for myself and for all of you. We can all use a little healing energy, I am sure. So as if you're just joining us, know that that healing light and that healing energy is being shared with you from the angels throughout our show. And you don't need our show specifically to connect with the angels and to breathe in that healing energy. All you have to do is ask them, and they are right there with you sharing that energy. They do need to be asked because of that whole free will kind of phenomena we have here as humans. So if you would like to call into the show, if you have something to share, or if you would like to have a mini live on-air reading tonight, our phone number is 718-664-6906. Press the number 1 when you call in. That lets me know you want to be placed on the air. We have had some we have some openings now that we've done a few callers already, and so there are some phone lines that are open. You can get in if you'd like. And so we have a beautiful angel message that I'll share with you, another one in just a moment. But I want to get to as many callers as possible this evening. So let me take another phone call here. So this is going to be area code 727. Caller, are you with me?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. What's your first name?
My name is Pam.
Pam, how can I help you this evening? Is there something you want to share or ask about?
Yeah, I was calling to see if you know anything about romance coming up for me. I'm sorry.
Romance for you. Well, that is an awesome question. Let me see. You know what I'm being guided to do is, the fairies want to come out and play here, and so I'm going to just throw a couple of fairy cards down. They like to be involved in romance, and they seem to be around you quite a bit. So just give me a second. I know this doesn't translate all that well on a show that is done by radio, but I'm just throwing a few fairy cards down here in answer to this question. Oh, well, I don't know if you know anything about this is a fairy. This is the Mystic Fairy Tarot deck. I love this deck. And the third card that I pulled is the Lover's card. So that bodes well for your future and your question. Are you in a relationship now, or are you seeking? It sounds like you're seeking from your question.
Well, I'm kind of in one. Kind of am, kind of not.
Kind of in one. All right. Well, I think that answers your own question. But anyways, I'm just teasing you. Let's see what the angels have to say. All right. I am sensing that this has been a time for you of the word that's coming through and what I'm seeing in these cards I'm pulling is reflection. You may be doing some reflection on kind of past romances. And so what the angels are saying is that they don't want you to get too caught up in the past. They want you to focus on creating the future for yourself. I'm getting this thread coming through, the angels are showing me, of needing to nurture yourself and not kind of looking for that. Let me rephrase that. They're helping me get these words here. Okay. Not looking for that in someone else, and also not giving that to someone else without giving it to yourself, or in lieu of giving it to yourself. So there's this energy around self-nurturing that's coming through with regard to romance as well. So in answer to your question about romance and what might be coming up for you, I do see something that is going to be much more fulfilling for you. I have this sense from your energy and from what the angels are showing me that you're seeking something. You're awesome. You're seeking the be-all, end-all kind of romance. And so the angels are saying to really not lower your standards, to really know that that is out there for you. It's about letting go of some threads of the past. It's about nurturing yourself first and being in touch with your own energy and your own needs and finding fulfillment within yourself. They are assuring me, and that was the first card that I pulled, was the Magician, which is, you have all the tools that you need already. It's all there for you. There's nothing that you have to go out and create or find or do. Just be in the energy of hope and really high standards for bringing in that really deep connection that you're seeking. Is this making sense for you?
Yes.
Okay. So find a way to be in the energy of what it is that you want to create for yourself, and that will bring it in quicker. I'm being shown this timeline, and what the angels are saying is that it's going to come in for you. They're joking. You have a lot of that light fairy energy and that angelic quality of joy and laughter. They're saying the romance of the century is what you're seeking. And so know that that's going to come in for you, but things have to line up on the timeline. And so not only for you, but for the partner that would be coming in for you. So don't give up hope. Don't lower your standards. Know that this is out there for you. And the more you can be in the energy of it, the excitement of it, and the joy, and letting go of the past as much as you can and making peace with that, the quicker this timeline will meet up for you. Does that make sense?
The end of the year. Mm-hmm. The end of the year.
Oh, so you want a specific time. Yeah, the angels don't do too well with those things. But let me see what they have to say. They're saying that it could be as quick as the next 3 months. It could come in as quick as that, but it all depends upon kind of this divine timing. I'm seeing this divine timeline coming through where everything comes together. So you just be in the joy and the excitement of this creation as much as you can, rather than the worry of it or the lack of it, and it can come in a lot quicker for you. It could come in as quick as 3 months, they're saying.
Okay. Okay,
all right. Well, you're very welcome. Lots of love to you. Thanks for calling into our show.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So let me share with you the angelic message that came in for our show tonight. If you've listened to our show before, you know that every time I do an angelic insight show, which is about once a month, I ask the angels to bring through something for everyone, because I know not everybody can get through, or not everybody is someone who likes to do readings the way we do them online on the air tonight. So this is a message for all of us from the angels, and this is how it goes here. They say, everything that you put into your body matters. And they asked me to highlight that first sentence, so let me repeat that again. Everything that you put into your body matters. Everything. The purity level, the quality, the aliveness of your food. Food is fuel for the engine that is your body. At this time, there is very little margin of error for your choices. Everything is taking hold much more quickly than ever before. Everything is being amplified. Every extra pound, every nutrient, or every toxin in your food is amped up, and you are experiencing the effects of the choices you are making immediately. Pay attention to this information and the information your body is telling you. Listen to your body. It will let you know what is right for you. Follow this guidance into the light, the lighter you. If you've listened to our show before, you know that the angels often like to talk about our food. And so this is another message along the lines of food from the angels. And the first sentence being highlighted, in their opinion, everything that we are putting into our body matters now. And so we know, we all know, yes, that we should be in certain things and shouldn't be in the other things and that kind of thing. And what the angels are cautioning us about is they love us no matter what we eat. However, at this time, everything is being magnified. It's the energy of the time. It's the energy of the 2012 stuff that's happening. Everything is being magnified. And your food choices are being immediately experienced and amped up. And you may already be feeling this. I'm sure I see a lot of heads nodding, energetically speaking out there as I tune in to all of you. And so you may already be feeling this. And so what we're talking about is, for instance, this evening I made this really cool salad which has some roasted potatoes in it, fresh kale from our garden and spinach. It had some dried cranberries and pine nuts and this great homemade dressing with tahini and lemon. And it felt so good when we ate it. And your body feels good and your body's going, yes! And you can hear your body going, yes, when you eat certain things like that particular dinner. And then when you eat things that are more processed or a little bit heavier, you can feel that in your body. And what the angels are saying now is everything is magnified, everything is amped up. And so things aren't as forgivable as they used to be with regard to food that we are putting into our bodies. So not that everybody's going to be eating perfectly, but eat with awareness. That's what they are suggesting. Just eat with awareness. Listen to what your body is saying to you. Listen to how your body feels after you eat something. And then if it feels good, eat more of that kind of food. And if it doesn't feel good, eat less of that. So really start to eat intuitively. Listen to your body. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's energy is different. And so everybody has different dietary needs. There's not one blanket solution. However, we're pretty sure that the closer to Mother Earth the food is, the better it is for us. That we almost know for sure across the board. And so that is a good place to start. So you'll find this particular angel message and a lot of the other channeled in angel messages on my blog. I post them there for you. And let me give you that address. It is laura-purplerosemusings.blogspot.com. Or you can go to the website thepurplerose.net, and that'll get you the links to the blog as well. So all of those channeled messages that we do are available there if you want to spend some time and read through them again or see some of the older ones. If you're just joining our show, please feel free to look at them there. So let's get back to our phone lines and see who has been holding the longest, who's next in line here. And it looks like it is area code 212. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, how are you? Good night.
I am awesome. What is your first name?
First name is Anthony.
Anthony, how can I help you this evening? Is there something you want to share, something you want to ask about? What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about some upcoming changes that I'm expecting this week. I'm expecting a phone call this week from our prospective employer, and this will get
I'm hearing job offer. I'm hearing the job offer is coming, so it looks good for you.
Is that
what you're hoping to hear?
Yeah, and I'm just this will be my second job, so I just wanted to know what I should be looking out for. What you just spoke about, you know, your body, what your body will tell you. I'm actually trying to actually use this second job to go into professional sports. So, So I just want to know exactly what I need to do to keep healthy from now until March of next year.
All right. So let me see what the angels have to share with you. I am actually seeing, as you were talking, I was seeing right away an animal guide or an animal totem for you. And it might not be one that you were expecting or whatever, but it is a butterfly. There's a butterfly that is with you as an animal guide and helper. And butterfly medicine is around bringing in and showing your true colors and your true value and letting that shine forth. My sense is that that is something that hasn't always come through for you. And so the angels that are here for you and also this butterfly really wants to help you to shine your colors, shine your light, shine the true you through. That was hard to say. Does that make sense at all for you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, if you have ever listened to me before, you know I don't often do future predictions because I believe that it's as malleable as the weather. We make different choices and then the energy lines up differently. But I was hearing the job offer coming in for you, so I just want to put that caveat that It could shift. I can't guarantee anything, but it sounds like that is coming through. There is a lot of female guides around you, and so I need to point them out because there's a lot of female angels and a lot of female guides coming through. There's actually a Native American squaw guide that is very, very prominent for you, coming forward very clearly wanting to give me a message for you. You and her are very connected. You're part of the same soul group. You have been incarnated together before in that lifetime. You had some type of Native American or indigenous type of culture with her, and she is saying, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. That's that Hippocrates quote. Is that something you've heard of before?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So get your nutrients, take the value of the foods that you're eating, making sure that they're pure. I'm also hearing it's very important for you to bless your food for some reason. That's something that we can all do, and it helps the energy of the food, especially when you're eating something out of alignment with Mother Earth for some reason. Bless that food. You are a very powerful warrior spirit. You were a warrior, she's saying, in that lifetime. And so getting in touch with the balance of that warrior energy and the feminine qualities of these guides that are around you and that butterfly to shine your color, having that balance will keep you fit and well. And I'm just hearing making sure that you're getting the nutrients from your food is extremely important. Does that make sense at all?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, does that help with the question you had for me?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in to Discovering Nature Spirit. Lots of love to you, and good luck with all that you're going to be getting and going through and experiencing and enjoying.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. That was a lot of fun. That Native American squaw has a lot of energy and a lot of wisdom to share. Wow, what a great guide. So we all have a lot of beautiful angels around us and guides and animal helpers and all kinds of loved ones as well. We haven't necessarily brought through any loved ones this evening, but know that spirit light is all around us and all of these beautiful light beings and helpers are around us all the time. Sometimes it is hard for us to see them or to reach out and touch them, but they are there. They are light. And breathing in that light, as we talked about, as that easy breath meditation initially, will also bring them in closer so you can hear their guidance and their wisdom, and you can bring in that healing energy from all of those around. So let's see if we can do another caller here. This is 831. Caller, are you with me? Hello?
Yes. Hello.
There you are. Welcome to Discovering Nature Spirit. What's your first name?
My first name is Christina.
Christina, how can I be of service to you this evening? Do you have something to ask about, something to share?
I had a comment and a question, if I could.
Sure.
Do that. One is the comment. Thank you so much for the information that you gave out today.
You're very welcome.
I have a pad and I've been jotting it down. I've been, you know, it's been a 4-year. I was reawakened 4 years ago, and my consciousness is expanding. And I just think that your show has so much valuable information that helps each individual who's seeking enlightenment. And so I want to thank you for channeling messages and making a commitment to be here, because the impact that you're having is huge. And
thank
just
you.
Want to say thank you.
Oh wow, I'm getting chills as you're saying all of that. Thank you for sharing that with me. I really, really appreciate that. And it is my prayer that what I bring through is as high a vibration as possible, it is as loving and as light-filled as possible, and that it touches the audience in whatever way it is supposed to. So thank you. That is awesome.
Thank you. Could you help me with some, you know, with our thoughts, keeping them positive? I didn't really understand how vital and how important that is in manifesting what you want. I was like, wow, I'm hearing this again. And so I'm getting it, guys. And I want to say thank you, because I think I've been sort of putting out my own desires just by, you know, sometimes in life, you know, when people you love come and go, whether it's moving, a job, a divorce, or a death, or whatnot, it can kind of, my spirits were low. You know, a lot of loved ones I have are leaving in various ways, and but I know it's a part of life, and I'll fool myself into thinking that, change is something that happens all the time, and I usually drag my feet, but I'm so happy once I do get to where I'm going. And then I'll say I should have gone sooner, and then I'll just laugh at myself because I procrastinate.
We all go through that. We're coming to the end of the show, so I want to make sure that I share what I'm getting as a little bit of a help for you. Is that okay?
Oh, I'd love that. Thank you. Sure.
Okay. So what I am hearing is that Spirit wants to connect more directly and more strongly to you and through you. I am hearing that you are a voice for Spirit, and so they want you to step forward in that light and in that power and in the confidence that that is something that you are meant to share with the world. Definitely time for you to step forward. You have a whole team of helpers on the other side. It's a blend of different angels and guides, and there are also some ascended masters there working with you, and they want to work through you more directly. I pulled an animal card for you, and it's the eagle, and I know we've talked about the eagle before on the show, and that is great spirit itself to the Native Americans. That's huge. That is in alignment with your soul purpose. It's time for you to reach out and grab it and own it, and you're not going to be doing it in an egotistical way, of course, and they know that, but it is time for you to own that power and own that light. Also, make sure that you do the energetic protection that we were talking about, putting out the light in your aura around you and using discernment into who you have contact with, because I'm also seeing that you are sometimes energetically vulnerable. So ask the angels for help around that. And I'm going to have to let you go because we're right at the end of the show. So thank you so
I'll
much
drop
for
you
your
a line.
Kind words. Oh, I
oh,
would love
thank
that.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Amazing.
Lots of love to you.
Thank you. Many blessings. And I'll drop you a line. I'm Tina, by the way, and I'll say I'm the last caller. Anyway,
okay.
I'm going to send you a message. Many
thank
blessings,
you.
And thank you so much for the reading today. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much to all of you for listening this evening. Lots of kind words coming my way tonight. I'm so appreciative of that. And next week, we will have no show because of vacation. So we will be back live with you on July 23rd. We're going to have author Barry Dennis with us. He is the author of The Tchotchke Challenge, which is about cleaning up our clutter and getting some spiritual-minded advice. So looking forward to that. And for more information about me, please visit my website, which is thepurplerose.net. Again, thank you to all of you and for sharing your light in this community this evening. Thank you to all who called in, all who listened, and all who were in chat. Sorry I couldn't get to all of the callers tonight. Many, many blessings. Hopefully the words have helped in some way. I want you to all have an amazing, wonderful week, filled with many, many blessings.